Students for Climate Justice and the National Union of Students Education Department has called for a national day of climate action across Australia. In Melbourne, the rally began at the steps of State Library just last Friday on the 17th of March. Their main demands include no more new fossil fuel projects, tax the rich to fund a smooth transition to renewables, compensation for climate disaster victims, to stop the expansion of oil and gas drilling, land rights now, standing with Gomeroi people, stop the Santos project in Narrabri, and to stop repression of climate protesters. These protests come as Labor adopts the Safeguard Mechanism Bill.
Labor's Safeguard Mechanism is nothing but symbolic. It will do nothing to stop the climate crisis. Rather, it's going to support corporations to make more profit off exploiting the planet.
Submarines as well!
As fossil fuel projects fatten the wallets of mining magnates like Gina Rinehart, it is these projects that are overwhelmingly driving global warming. The only logical government solution to combating the climate crisis would be to ban new coal and gas projects. However, the Labor Party is feeling perhaps a little foggy on the facts. Ashikin Sanif has more on this story. The Labor government has adopted the safeguard mechanism designed by the coalition under Tony Abbott. It applies to companies who emit more than 100,000 tonnes of carbon dioxide a year, 28% of Australia's overall emissions. Labor is set to approve 116 new coal and gas projects. If these go ahead, an extra 1.4 billion tonnes of greenhouse gases would be released into the atmosphere annually by 2030. The bill only accounts emissions generated onshore. Almost all coal, oil, and gas from these new projects would be exported. The Climate Council demands the federal government to prioritise genuine emission reductions, not offsets to justify new fossil fuel development. The goal is to cut emissions, not facilitate new ones. Uni Students for Climate Change and the NUS Education Department are calling out the profit-driven agenda that has been adopted by the Labor government. More and more student activists are turning to anti-capitalist politics as a way to analyse the climate crisis and fight for climate action. Ashikin Sanif joins Cormac Mills, an RMIT climate activist part of Socialist Alternative.
Australia's contribution to global emissions is something like 9.4% of the entire planet's emissions, which for a teensy country is completely horrific. Essentially, a Marxist analysis is about saying, well, countries and companies both have an interest in continuing to expand fossil fuels because it's profitable, because it's good for the narrow profitable interests of the economy, and it's not the consumer choices of individuals.
So what do we do about the climate crisis?
Well, basically, I think that everything that you're told that you should do about the climate crisis is bullshit. The only way that we're going to change that is actually by resistance against those in power. So that means, you know, for a start, right now, being involved in protest movement. But also in the long term, it basically means that we need the people who actually produce all of the wealth in the world, so the working class, and democratically decide what to do with all of the wealth in society. Because currently we have a situation where the economy is controlled basically by a dictatorship of the bosses. People like Gina Rinehart get to decide whether new coal mines are invested in or not. Instead, it should be a situation where the genuine majority of people gets to decide what happens with all of these things. And I think that can only happen through mass struggle and ultimately through a revolution.
Ashikin Sanif, RMIT, Melbourne.